kindly repeat after me.
Apavitra, pavitro va, sarva, kashtam, gato, pi, va, ya, smaret, pundarikaksham, savaya, yantara, suchi, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
Repeat, place 3 drops of water, sip, and then 1 drop and throw.
Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va ya smaret pundarikaksham savahya yantara Suchi, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
Please repeat again. 3 drops, sip, 1 drop and throw.
Om apavitra pavitro va ya smaret pundarikaksham savaya yantara suchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu.
Whether one is purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, becomes purified from within and without. Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Vindilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Deva Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayacha Patitanam Bhavanivyo Vaishnavevyo Namona Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare On this very auspicious occasion of Sri Gaura Purnima, the appearance day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have come to partake in the most important occasion of our life, to commit ourselves in submission and devotion at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. In the divine presence of Sri Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra, Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji, Sri Gopalji, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas. We have come to make the vows of dedicating our lives to assist in this divine mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether we are pure or impure, the Lord is all pure. And by simply remaining in contact with Him, we naturally become purified. And this Krishna consciousness movement is simply teaching the world this simple process of always remaining in contact with Krishna by chanting His holy names, by hearing His glories, by serving Him, by worshipping His deity, by associating with His devotees. The nine processes of devotional service, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, are the very life and soul of all Vaishnavas. Initiation means beginning. Initiation is the time when we agree to put aside any material attachment that interferes or impedes in any way with the service of the instruction of the spiritual master and Krishna. It is not simply a ritual. Srila Prabhupada gave us a wonderful life where every aspect has the deepest substance and significance. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says, as you approach me, I reward you accordingly. To the extent we have within our heart, when we make these vows, the intent to follow them with humility and to dedicate our lives, to that extent we benefit through this ceremony. It is not that when we get initiated we have achieved something great. It is by executing the vows that we take in initiation, by carefully following the process of Krishna consciousness, that we achieve something great. And what is that great thing? It is Krishna prema, divine love for Sri Krishna, and service to Krishna's devotees. The previous acharyas, they prayed for this and nothing else in life. So this should be our consciousness, this should be our mood. As we are throwing the grains in the sacred fire, we should be, with a prayerful heart, offering our lives in the service of Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally taught us in his own life the absolute importance of accepting initiation from a bona fide spiritual master and submissively serving his order as our life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was living in Navadvipa, at that time he disguised his inner consciousness, the consciousness of the love of Srimati Radharani. Not only that, but he disguised what he really came to this world to execute, spreading the glories of the holy name to every town and village throughout the world. It was not until he received the order from his spiritual master to preach the glories of Harinam and Krishna Bhakti that he established his mission. He wanted to teach us that without the blessings of Guru and the humble service of Guru, nothing in our life can be auspicious. When Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Lord Gauranga, first came to Navadvip, he met Lord Chaitanya, who was then Nimai Pandit. And Lord Chaitanya invited him to his home. He fed him nice prasad and submissively heard the glories of Krishna from him. Ishwara Puri, although such a great acharya, having been empowered by Madhavendra Puri by his humble service, like all great souls, never recognized their own greatness. He was writing a book called Krishna Lilamrita, and he asked Lord Chaitanya that you please kindly correct whatever mistakes I may have made, because you are a great learned teacher of grammar and philosophy. Lord Chaitanya said, you are a pure devotee. Pure devotees never make mistakes. Even if in the material sense it appears that they do, if anyone finds fault with them, their life is ruined. Because those who have dedicated their lives to Krishna, whatever they do, if it is an offering of love to Krishna, it is perfect in the eyes of God. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in this same mood, he, in his introductory shloka to the Srimad Bhagavatam, he quoted the verse that if a devotee glorifies Krishna, even if these verses are not composed properly, they are heard, relished, and worshipped by all sincere and intelligent people. So Lord Chaitanya said, who could dare to find fault in anything you have done? It is all expressions of Krishna's love. Ishwara Puri, in his own humility, he said, you may say like this. He was very satisfied to hear the Lord glorifying the path of bhakti. But he said, but still, please, try to find whatever mistakes and help me. So one day Lord Chaitanya said, I found a mistake. With great humility, he said, it should be this word instead of that word. And Ishwara Puri, he heard. And the next day, when Lord Chaitanya came to him, he said, actually, I've been thinking about what you said, but according to the Shastric rules, what I said is actually correct. And Lord Chaitanya very humbly accepted defeat. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated every pundit in Navadvip, that was his pastime, simply challenging and defeating. And people would either have to run away from him or submit before him. And even the great Keshav Kashmiri, who defeated everyone in every part of India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a mere child, tore his arguments to pieces. But when he came before his guru, he very lovingly and gratefully accepted defeat. Similarly, when Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on that rooftop in One Ultadanga Junction Road in Calcutta, His Guru Maharaj gave him a mission upon their first instant of meeting, that you preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching throughout the world in the English language. You are an intelligent young man. And Srila Prabhupada presented arguments before his Guru Maharaj that now we are a dependent nation. Now we must preach how to get independence for India. Then we will have dignity within our nation and we can preach what is Vedic culture. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that there is only one need in this world, and that is Krishna consciousness. And there is only one problem in this world, and that is a lack of Krishna consciousness. And when Srila Prabhupada heard his Guru Maharaj speak, he told us that I was very, very happy to be defeated by my Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
This is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood of all the great acharyas. Advidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshana. Try to learn the truth by approaching Guru. Inquire submissively and render service. Such a soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. And this is the meaning of initiation. If we do not have this mood of accepting the principle that we do not know and inquiring submissively with the willingness to execute instruction, then we are not really accepting initiation at all. This is the essence. This is the spirit that the Lord has taught us. After some time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. And there, at the temple of Gadadhar, where the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu have been since time immemorial, he met Sri Ishwarapuri. And in the presence of Sri Ishwarapuri, for the first time, he really exhibited to the world his own ecstatic feelings of love of Krishna, openly. Also, he begged initiation from Ishwarapuri. He told him that without accepting a bona fide spiritual master and surrendering, life is meaningless. Please give me initiation. Please bless me with your mercy and your service. Ishwarapuri replied that you want me to give you initiation. I will give you my entire life. Ishwarapuri understood that Lord Chaitanya was his supreme master. But as a matter of service, he took this role. And Lord Chaitanya, after accepting that initiation, he was cooking prasad for himself in Gaya, and his Guru Maharaj came just at the time when Lord Chaitanya was about to eat. And Lord Chaitanya said, "You please sit down and eat this food." And with his own loving hand, he served his devotee. Showing two things. One, how the Lord is always subordinate to the love of his devotee. How the Lord loves to give pleasure to his devotees. But he also exhibited by this how a devotee should always put his own self-interests last, behind what is required to please our spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And Ishwarapuri gave him the instruction that you always take this name of Krishna. And spread the glories of the name of Krishna wherever you go. And when he received that instruction, the Harinam Sankirtan movement began. And for the rest of his life, he simply distributed Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Nam, Krishna Seva. Today on Gaur Purnima, we want to remember the wonderful example and instructions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave in this regard. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada's family. Srila Prabhupada is that illustriously empowered representative of Lord Gaurchandra in this age of Kali Yuga. And we are also fortunate to have the opportunity to serve his mission. We are all his servants. In fact, we are all aspiring to be the servant of the servant of his servants. As far as relationship, we should know that I have no qualification. But whatever Srila Prabhupada has spoken, whatever Srila Prabhupada has given, has the full power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if we can just give you that, give you his words, give you a place to play in his mission, then it is for certain that we can help you to achieve the ultimate perfection of life, without a doubt. If anyone, whoever they may be, whatever power, whatever knowledge they may have, claims to be a spiritual authority, but is not humbly submitting to his spiritual master in this mission to Srila Prabhupada, then they have no authority and they have no power of God behind them. So it is our great fortune that we can serve all of you by giving you shelter under the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by engaging you in His loving service. Today we are so fortunate. Many great personalities have come to encourage us, to show their affection and their support for all of your spiritual lives. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Nityodita Maharaj, His Holiness Jai Murari Maharaj, Bhima Prabhu, Gargarishi Prabhu, one of the senior most devotees in our entire movement, Malati Mataji, Jai Shri Mataji, Narataki Mataji. Actually, Malati, would you like to sit here? And by their wonderful and blessed presence, we are also reminded that the Vaishnav world, which Srila Prabhupada has created, is something that reaches to every continent of the planet. And when we accept initiation and the spirit of initiation, we are not only connected to the entire parampara, going back to Krishna, and the blessings of all the previous acharyas, but we are also connected to all these loving God brothers, God sisters, and Vaishnavas throughout the world as one glorious, wonderful family that is working together to please Srila Prabhupada by serving one another, assisting one another in spreading his teaching and his glories throughout the world. When we chant the holy names, Srila Prabhupada explained, we must very, very carefully guard against the 10 offenses. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada explained that unless we have a mood of humble service to the Vaishnavas, there is no meaning to our chanting of the holy names. Our chanting of the holy names of Krishna is practically in vain if we do not have a spirit and a desire to humbly serve the Vaishnavas and the great spiritual masters. So really, this is the vow that we are requesting you to all take today, to make the first priority of your life to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. This was what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the world. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Gaurakishore, Srila Bhakti Vinod, and all the great acharyas will help you, will protect you, and will bring you back home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. Thank you very much. Would you like to say something, Maharaj?
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Year after year, when the devotees would meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and ask him, "What is my duty?" Lord Chaitanya would give the same answer, that your duty is to chant the holy names of Krishna and to serve the devotees of Krishna. Here, Sri Padradhanath Swami Maharaj always repeats the same instruction. Chant Krishna's name and serve Krishna's devotees. And therefore, we are actually receiving the same instruction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, even today. But Srila Prabhupada also said that we should not teach only by words. We should teach by example. In fact, the word acharya means one who teaches by example. So, as Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking, I was thinking that his words have the power to enter into our hearts, because he actually is the example of the precept that he enunciates. He takes pleasure in chanting the holy name and in serving the Lord's devotees. And he is constantly engaged in chanting the name and serving the devotees. Practically, he has no other engagement. So if we follow the same instructions that are coming to us through disciplic succession, and the example of pure devotees who follow the instructions in practical life, who exemplify them, we are treading the doubtless and fearless path, which is approved by the previous acharyas and which was also walked by the previous acharyas. So I feel very fortunate to be here today on such an auspicious occasion, in such a sublime location, in such wonderful association, and by living in such association, I'm sure that I, at least, will be able to follow the same path which has been marked by the previous acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, and walked by the previous acharyas and Srila Prabhupada and his sincere followers. So I pray that I will always have this association. Hare Krishna.
Very auspicious occasion of Sri Gaur Purnima. Our temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, formally, officially, and in great enthusiasm and spirit, we all offered ourselves in submission to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Knowing that there is no better way that we can serve and please Srila Prabhupada than this. So, during these initiations, we should know that Srila Prabhupada's spirit was he organized this wonderful worldwide movement in such a way that we accept the leadership according to his vision, that we are all submitting and cooperating with the GBC or Governing Body Commission as Srila Prabhupada's representative authority, and we are all together serving in that spirit. So when we accept initiation, we are certainly taking vows of committing our lives before the present spiritual master, before the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and also before the system in which Srila Prabhupada directed this movement of being submissive to accept the authority of the leadership of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we should know that if we please our Guru Maharaj in this way, then everything will be achieved by Krishna's causeless mercy, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. So this is the first anniversary of Radha Gopinath Mandir's relationship officially with ISKCON. And we're very proud and grateful to these great souls who have joined us today, who've tolerated us for so many years, and who have so wholeheartedly and lovingly welcomed us back into their hearts and into Srila Prabhupada's family. So let us offer our gratitude to Giriraj Maharaj and Bhima Prabhu by chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol! To distribute freely the most precious of all treasures, Krishna Prema. He came to bring the love of the supreme of all spiritual worlds, Vrindavan Dham, to the world. He came to invite everyone to engage intimately in the eternal loving service of Radha Krishna in Sri Braja Bhumi Dham. And the process in which he has given is so simple and so sublime. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Simply by chanting, dancing, and feasting. The holy name in this Maha Mantra is so powerful, so perfect, so complete, that if we simply chant it attentively, sincerely, guarding against the offenses, in the mood of the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, it will bring about the awakening of the highest realizations. There is no need of any separate endeavor. And this was the special quality of the devotion of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that He had unparalleled, unsurpassable, and unique faith in the power and the glory of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And because of his infinite faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna, he was able to perform what no other acharya has ever done. To go to the darkest recesses of Maya's domain in the westernized civilizations, to go to where people were meat-eaters from their very life in the womb of their mothers, where illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, slaughterhouses was the normal, acceptable, even considered pious way of life. And he transformed these beings into genuine devotees of the Lord, simply on the power of the strength of his faith in the order of his guru and the chanting of the holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the gift of Harinam Sankirtan. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Prisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam. Jagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Janti Hishumedish. There is only one form of intelligence in this age of Kali to take to this process of associating with humble devotees and in their company to congregationally with great enthusiasm chant the holy names of the Lord. We should know that when we chant Sri Pancha Tattva Mantra and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is worship. It is the sweetest, most sublime form of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us now conclude this auspicious Agnihotra with great devotion, with great attention, and very great enthusiasm for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the pleasure of all the previous acharyas, for the pleasure of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu. Let us loudly, with our arms raised, cry out his holy names. Please repeat after me. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. One more time, please, very, very enthusiastically. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare. 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 Rama. Hare. Rama. 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 Hare. Hare. Now let us respectfully offer our obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, Sri Radha Gopinath, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.